Dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Tuesday, 27th of January, and here in Aurel is partly sunny on 19 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says times of sun and clouds with passing shower, and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures between low of 21 to high of 28, with heat index on 28 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 18 km per hour, with occasional gusts of 28 km per hour, will lose some of their power over the night. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 54%. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited by AVI USA to an Indian Jugal Bandi concert, North and South Indian Music Together, with Joel Eisenkramer on North Indian slide guitar and Gordon Constance on South Indian bamboo flute, Rashmi Bhatt on tabla and Heather Lee as a special guest on vocal. Gordon and Joel both live in Vermont in USA and have been playing together for the past 6 months. Joel has been learning slide guitar for the past 8 years, and Gordon has given many concerts in Oroville over the years and is a member of Indian music group Kirtana. Rashmi is well known to Orovillians for his performances over the years. He lives in Italy and plays with Ahura Project. Amongst other things, he was also participating in the recent One Asia program in Taipei. Heather Lee is an award-winning singer and soloist who has performed in many of the leading venues and companies of Australia, and together with Kim Cunha, she's performing lately in Oroville. Within Sarang Festival, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we can listen to a presentation of Surbahar by Bhushan Koshti, presentation Pakhavaj by Vivek Urangale. After a short introduction on the above two instruments, the artist will give a recital. Bhushan Koshti is a son and disciple of Pushparaj Koshti, a leading exponent of Dagarvani Drupad style on the Surbahar, and he's regarded as a rare talent and the youngest exponent of the Surbahar in the Dagarvani style, characterized by the slow and methodical development of the raga in a meditative delivery. At the Savitri Bhavan International Zone on Saturday 31st of January at 5 p.m., Tuga plays Ney, Sufi wind instrument. The Turkish Ney is an old and blown reed flute. Ney, Turkish tambur, oud, lute, and Turkish kemenç fiddle are considered to be the most typical instruments of the classical Turkish music. The Ney also plays a primary role in the music of the Melveli Sufi rites and other spiritual and traditional musical rendering of Turkey and Turkish origin. Tugay lives in Istanbul and is a representative of AVI Turkey along with Gunnar Basar. He plays Turkish Ney and is also well known for body percussions. He has given several musical performances in Norway in earlier years and also conducts workshops. On Sunday 1st of February at 10 a.m. onwards at Saucho Circle, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to a Sri Tyagaraja Aradhana under the auspice of Tamil Heritage Center and Telugu Sanskritika Kendramo, whereby we will hear Aradhana, a musical offering by children with Gordon. A traditional ceremonial procession will start at 9:30 a.m. from Unity Pavilion and reach Saucho Circle. Devotees and music lovers are welcome. Capoeira or Oroville organized for a Samba de Gioda workshop with Luciana, who was born in Sao Paulo in Brazil. She has been playing capoeira and dancing samba since her teenage years. Since then, Luciana has performed and taught in various festivals, schools and events all over New Zealand, Fiji Islands, New York City and Brazil. Luciana is also co-founder of the Brazilian Divas and is now living in Rio de Janeiro. She's a student of Mestre Marom and part of the cultural dance group Reconcile Rio. Workshop started yesterday and will continue every day, alternatively Dipanam School and Saucho. Interactive session on Oroville presented by Inside Seminar will dwell today on the International Zone by Jaya, tomorrow on the Oroville Outreach Work by Kathy, and on Friday Bill will talk about the Matrimandir. All sessions will be held between 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., including question and answer session, at Inside Seminar Room, ground floor, in the Inside India building in Aro Shilpam, opposite of CSR, behind Aro Mot. And seminars within University of Human Unity are going on as per schedule on Thursdays between 5 to 6 p.m. the Vedic Gayatri Mantra, and from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. the Philosophy of Consciousness, Hegel and Sri Aurobindo, and on Saturday between 10 to 12 a.m., Ladislav Rozman presents Music as a Self-Expression. And on Friday, 30th, at Visitor Center, the first Orville International Porters Market 2015 starts. It will go on until 1st of February, every day between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Monday, 2nd of February at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by David and Uli to another session of Evolutionary Café. But on Tuesday, 3rd of February, under the Banyan Tree at Visitor Center between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Café Oroville presents Le Dialogue and Humanité with the theme Dialogue and Human Unity, and they are starting with the premise that most of humanity's problems are self-generated. On the basis of this notion, Dialogue and Humanité aims to gain better understanding of what human beings are, how we can grow wiser together, gain self-confidence, believe in others and in the future, and achieve greater understanding and justice. This event wants to encompass maximum cultural and geographical diversity and welcome a variety of opinions and possible answers to the many questions we have. But for information, we can contact Roland Katz, Aviram, Didier, Manu, and Tapas Bat on 8940-223-108 or 944-21-21-315. Event Coordination Group from International Zone is proposing a series of programs during Birthday Week, February 21st to until February 28th, between 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. They invite you to participate in different ways and different levels. The program is aimed for participants to gain hands-on experience in the development of International Zone. Each day, various programs and teams at different locations will be explored and celebrated. Planned presentations, events, and experiences thus far include an International Zone celebration, European tree planting, visit to Bharat Nivas, Unity Pavilion and Savitri Bhavan, Tibetan Pavilion, Aura Creations, Language Lab, Tomatis Institute, and Sankalpa, and snack and ceremonies at the African, Russian, Hungarian site. They hope to visit land that is under consolidation process and also view the land which has been encroached within the International Zone. Every day they would like to have different kinds of experiences, presentations, performances and snacks by culture and etc. And they are asking if you would like maybe during this series of the programs either offer a program, either request a program or help with the coordination and manifestation of this program. That you should kindly send your ideas to alena@oroville.org. Oroville Health Service is looking for volunteers, friends to help Gupi, who will come back to Oroville today from Chennai Hospital. He will go straight away to ARCA, where he will need a 24/7 care with the recuperating from his hip replacement operations. Those willing to help him, please contact them by email, or you can call them on 9787626452 so that they can prepare the schedules beforehand. On Wednesday and Thursday, 28 and 29, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., we can participate at the Discoveries Who You Are by discovering your language pattern with a NLP programming or neuro-linguistic program in Introduction with Christine. The language is an expression of your mind. When your mind is sick or troubled, your language reflects it. You will learn to decode your language and ask your mind to spot your weaknesses, your limiting patterns in your daily life. And from our sites comes the information that from Monday 16 to Thursday 19 of February, it will be open practice between 2 to 4:30 p.m. at Oroville Radio in Town Hall ground floor, where Chloe would be offering sound creation workshop, recording and editing sound. During 1 week, Chloe, a Rovillian friend who works as an independent for Radio France and studying electroacoustic music in Paris, will give 1 week workshop on how to record and edit sound by using the program Reaper. She'll give an overview on fundamental techniques for recording and editing. Participants will learn this program by making a portrait of someone or something from Oroville, and after that, for those who want, they will include a portrait into the radio installation The Voices of Oroville for the Oroville Festival in Chennai from 1st to 21st of March at the Lalit Kala Academy Art Exhibition in Chennai. For this workshop, we will request a contribution, 1,000 rupees for guests and 500 for volunteers, and it will be free for Orovillians. And it's open and accessible to all, but participants must be computer literate. For more information and registration, you should contact Chloe at chloe@oroville.org, or you can call us on 262-3331. And again, we would like to thank to all of you who participate and help us many ways. And if you are still willing to donate, you are really much welcome to do so on our account 251369. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "To live, be and act in a divine, illimitable and luminous universal consciousness open to that which is more than universal, no longer to grope and stumble in the old narrowness and darkness, this is the Karma Yoga." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroville radio.org.